the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name is Dan Latto, and welcome to podcast 106. Thank you for joining us. So, in this podcast, I just wanted to share with you something that happened to me. It was about 7 or 8 years ago, actually. But there's some really good learnings that I took from it, and I think that they'll be useful for you as well. And there's learnings from two sides, so I'll give you both sides. So what happened was, there was a networking event in Leeds, back in north of England, and about 8 years ago or so, and I just finished my NLP training. So full of NLP, I wanted to, you know, make a good impression. Now, what happened was that the original speaker, he had to pull out, and unfortunately his son was quite ill, so he had to pull out. And they were, like, scrabbling around looking for a speaker. And I was probably, like, the bottom of the list. I'd like to think I was probably the top of the list. Actually, I think I might have been. But anyway, I was probably the bottom of the list. And I get the call, can you come tonight and do a talk at the networking event? It's a property networking event. I'm like, yeah, why not? And full of my NLP-ness, I wanted to go do something that I call quantum goal setting. So quantum goal setting is an eyes closed hypnotic induction. It's where you close your eyes, you're flying around through the clouds in your timeline, going forward in your timeline and dropping goals into your timeline. It's really cool, really funky. If you've not done it before, then get yourself over to the villa here in Spain. Come and do a breakthrough experience, which is a couple of days here with me, sometimes in a group, sometimes one-on-one. Anyway, it's really cool, right? So we do the... So I agreed to go do this, to do this talk. And I'm saying to the guy, who's a really good friend of mine, and I'm like, he was my best man at my wedding. So I'm like, Dave, I want to go do this quantum goal setting, but you know what? I've never actually done it in front of like 50 people before, and I'm really nervous about doing it. I've done it in front of one or two people, like 5 or 6 times. And it's like, dude, do you want to get this done at some point in your life? And I'm like, yeah. He says, well, why not do it now? If you're going to do it, you might as well do it now, and then it's done. Then you can grow from that. You know, your starting position is 50 people in a room. Otherwise, your starting position is going to be one person in a room. Why not move up to that starting position now? So it's really good advice. So I thought, oh, go on then, I will. And you know when you agree to something and then immediately think, oh, what have I done? What have I said that for? So this was like 10 a.m. in the morning. I've been so nervous. As soon as I said, yeah, the stomach starts to rumble. And I've got stomach pain because I'm like, oh, what have I done it for? So I'm like, right, I better practice. Now, I wasn't on the stage until about 7:30 at night, but I was so nervous. I thought, oh, right, I better practice. So I was practicing all through the day, and I was going through the... I had the script in my hand, and I'm practicing, shouting it out loud, walking around the house. And then I'm driving. I'm so nervous. I've had stomach ache all day. And I'm sure you've had experiences like this where you're so nervous. And you're like, oh, I wish I'd not done it. You know that roller coaster experience where you're going chuk 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 up the big part of a roller coaster, chuk chuk chuk, and you get to the top and you're going, oh, I wish I'd not done it, what, wish I'd not done it. And you get to the top, and the first 30 seconds you're wah down the other end, and you are petrified. And you're petrified, aren't you, for like 30 seconds, a minute maybe, and after maybe 2 or 3 minutes the ride's over, and you're like, wow, that's brilliant, let's go do it again. So that's what it felt like. So I'm driving on my way to this networking event, and I'm sat in my car, and I'm running through the script, and I'm shouting it out loud. I'm in my car, and people are looking at me like I am this crazy guy, and I probably was, right? And I'm, so anyway, I get there, they start the event, they introduce everybody and so on, and then I go up, and I'm the first, you know, I'm the main speaker, or the only speaker, and I'm like, oh, so nervous. So anyway, I start my talk, and we get to the bit where we do the quantum goal setting, and I'm pointing to the guys at the back to hit the music, because we've got some really soft music that we use that allows us to get into it. And they're not looking at me, and so they don't start the music in time. Start the music like 30 seconds, 40 seconds later than we should have done, and I'm like, oh. Anyway, I start, because I'm like, here we are, let's do it. And by the way, at this point, I'm really engaged. So at this point, yeah, I'm really nervous, but also I've got certain things anchored so that if I need to fire off my anchors, then I can do that. So some of the things I've got anchored are confidence, powerfulness, playfulness. So literally, if I squeeze my right fist, which hurts at the moment because I've got a wrist injury, I woke up with a suspected broken wrist. I have no idea. I literally just fire off my anchor and I can move straight into that state, like in a heartbeat, right? So I'm now in that state. So even when I'm pointing to the guys at the back to hit the music and they're not hitting the music, I really don't care because I'm powerful, I'm confident, I'm even playful, right? So, and all that's anchored in through a process that we do. It's just an NLP process used to anchor in experiences that you felt, and then when you need to feel those experiences again, powerfulness, playfulness, confidence, whatever, humility, whatever, courage, whatever, right? We can just fire those off. It's pretty cool to do. Anyway, so I go through it, and you're now flying through the air, and you're up, and you're going down your timeline, and you're dropping your goals in, and we're sealing that feeling in for the people that are sat there, 50 people. And by the way, there's always one guy sat at the back with his arms folded. You know that guy who knows everything or thinks he does? You're not that guy, right? Or girl. I hope you're not that person. And he sits there at the back, and he refused to do it. He actually later became a client. So if you listen to this, hi again. But he actually became a client, strangely enough. So that's quite funny. So, and that was like 8 years ago. My prices were like really cheap back then. So we finish off, and people come up to me, and there's like this queue of people saying how good it was and how much they enjoyed it and so on and so on. And that was really cool. I felt really good afterwards. And you know that roller coaster ride where afterwards you feel exhilarated? I was exhilarated. Anyway, we finished the evening, and Dave, who runs it, he comes up to me and says, did you see that woman I was talking to? And I was like, no, what woman? He said, a woman came up to me in tears. And I'm like, oh my God, what have I done? And he's like, no, the tears of joy, mate. She said she's never experienced anything like that, and that was so worth coming. And I'm like, God, that's amazing, right? Here I am, beforehand, being so nervous, stomachache all day, never done this in front of 50 people. And my point here is that sometimes in order for you to grow, right, for me to grow, you've got to go to a place that you've never been before, right? Because in doing so, you don't understand what your power is. Although you think your power is not that powerful, right? I look back at an experience like that, and we all have confidence wobbles, you know? But I look back to an experience like that, and I look at the lady who's not got the same knowledge, not got the same experience, not got the same abilities to do what I just did on stage, right? Because it's a skill that you have to go and learn. And if you don't know how to do it, that's okay. It doesn't mean that I'm better than you or you're better than me or whatever. You just not learned to do that skill yet. It's a learnable skill and anyone can do it. But in putting yourself out there, and we hide behind our little shells, don't we? We hide behind our facade, our mask. And we're vulnerable, really, as people. And it's only when you switch it on and you go do something do you realise that actually you can change lives. And even though you're nervous doing it and you're scared shitless doing it, right? I was scared shitless doing it. But you can actually go and change people's lives. And when you do this, your whole perception of actually what's possible begins to change. Now, in the last 6 months, I've had some negative stuff online in a property forum. And that sort of thing, they have no idea who you are. They have no idea what your experiences are. I'm here living in Spain, by the way. I work like 1 or 2 hours a week, right? I literally, that's all I work. I do fuck all every day. I go to the beach, I swim in the pool. I'm financially free. We have more income coming in from property than we have going out. And yet, I still allow small-minded individuals and their comments to put me off. And it does, it puts you off. You can't help it. I've always said we're thick-skinned and I don't give a shit. For a while, we do give a shit, right? Because it's like, how can you make these things? Because our reputation is really important. We do everything that we can to protect our reputation. And when people say these negative things, you know, one of them was that we sold the lettings agency because it went under. And it's like, are you kidding me? That lettings agency was doing over £500,000 a year. We doubled our income, like, straight for, like, 5 years. Like, literally, we doubled the income straight for 5 years. That's phenomenal, right? That's not insignificant. We sold it. The reason why we sold it was two reasons. One is that we saw the way that it was changing. The wind was changing, right? If you look at the number of sales and the number of lettings annually, right, especially the number of sales because we did sales as well, the number of sales annually has dropped considerably from 10 years ago, right? And also, the number of estate agents and letting agents, that's increased significantly in the last 10 years as well. So we saw which way the wind was going. We got a good price for it. We sold it. So that was the first reason. And then the second reason is that we were connected emotionally to this lettings agency with my separation, when the kids got abducted, when the ex-partner took them. And it was pretty horrific stuff. And so I had this, like, if you can imagine, this wispy, ghost-like, ethereal thread connecting me to my business. And it was initially, it was like this white, wispy, ethereal thread, because it was good, full of goodness sort of thing. And now it was like this dark, smelly, wispy, ethereal thread, because it was full of badness. That was my mental, emotional connection with the business. So that was the second reason we got rid of it. So we got rid of it. We got a great price for it. We paid down some credit card debt. We paid off some mortgages. We got a good price for it, right? So that was really cool. But it's like, one other person can come at you and say something, they've got no idea who you are, what you're going through, what you're battling against, and yet we take it on board. And it's really funny, because you take that negative ninny and you take it on board, and then you take that example of that experience that happened to me 8 years ago with a lady coming up in tears saying, that's the best experience ever, totally amazing, wow. And you look at those and you compare them, and the one where the person is moaning is completely insignificant. And this is one of the things that stops us, you see, is that we don't do things because we think that other people will say something negative about us. So let me just put the record straight on this. Some people at some point are going to say bad things about you, right? It doesn't matter what you do. If you earned £1 million and you give all of it to charity, someone would have a go at you. It doesn't matter what it was. If you went and saved 100 lives, right, somebody somewhere would have a go at you. I saw this with Ariana Grande and the concert, and someone's going, "She's just lying in her own pockets, that girl." It's like, are you kidding me? Do you know what I mean? So, and I actually go onto a couple of the newspaper websites, and I look in the comments section, and I'm looking for the negative people. And by the way, it doesn't take long to find those negative people, because that's 95% of the UK population right now. And so, for you to step above it, this is where the anchoring comes in. But this is also where you doing stuff that you didn't think you were capable of doing, it moves you onto another platform. By the way, when you move onto another platform, you're putting your head above the parapet and someone's going to try and shoot it off. And you've got to build this. In the last podcast, we were talking about building this cocoon so that it doesn't, anything that happens external to you doesn't really affect your life, sort of thing. You know, so it doesn't matter who's in power, Conservatives or Labour, we're still going to go do the stuff that we want to go do. It makes no difference, right? So this is the thing, folks. You've got to step up and move into your power, because we've all got this power. But the thing that stops us is the fear of that one person or that two people or that three people. One of the other comments on the internet was, because we're doing an offer where we increase the price, but if you buy before the end of the month, you can still get it, right? So that's, like, who doesn't do that? We're letting our clients know that, or potential clients know that, if you want to go do this, then you need to sign up before the end of the month, because we're going to put the prices up, simple as that. So, like, that's a real negative thing for them. Like, so someone said, that's everything I need to know about him. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Seriously? £80,000 in family court, sacking the solicitor after 13 court appearances, going on and winning the next 18. Are you kidding me? But no, I get it. That one line, I know everything I need to know about him. Are you kidding? The fact that I work 2 hours a week and I spend the week watching Netflix or in the pool or going to the sea or going paddleboarding or canoeing or going to the gym without having to worry about money. But no, it's okay. That's all you need to know. It annoys me, right? And actually, it's good, because being annoyed can be quite powerful. If you get a list of all of the emotions, maybe we'll do this in the next podcast because it's pretty cool. If you get a list of all the emotions, you know, anger is quite a low on that list, right? Because it's quite a negative emotion. But it's a very doing emotion as well. So when you get annoyed, you got to do something about it, right? I'm that kind of guy, but when I get annoyed, and of course, by the way, we never get angry. If you ever go to family court, you're never angry. You're simply annoyed. You're an angry man. No, I'm annoyed, okay? So never be angry, just be annoyed. But anger and annoyed is a very doing type of emotion. And it can be quite scary, because we've all done stuff when we're angry and then we think, oh, I should have done that. So, you know, you've got to be careful in how you use it. But actually being annoyed, that then allows you to go do it. As soon as I saw that stuff on the internet, I went and got another couple of clients. I was like, fuck this. Apologies for the language, by the way, a little bit. But I was like, oh, screw this. Let's go get some more clients then. That's what we want to think. Then that's up to them. Let's go help some more people then. And so you've got to understand where your power lies. Now, the problem is that for many people, you've never been challenged on actually where your power lies. You've never seen it before. And it's right there. It's been there all along. It's inside of you right now. But if you've never had the opportunity to bring that power out, and you don't even know it exists sometimes. So you, or rather me agreeing to go do that talk 8 years ago, that showed me what my power was. It showed me that actually the guy with his arms crossed sat at the back, he's a guy who's going to sign up as a client, how random. And the other woman who's in tears, she's not tears of like, you know, pain, it's tears of joy. That's phenomenal. All right, so cracking podcast today. I hope you enjoyed that one. And on the next podcast, I think what we'll do is we'll go through the different levels of emotions and how to use those properly so you can utilise different emotions to get what you want out of life. All right, I hope that's useful for you. If you're loving these podcasts, go give me 5 stars. I really appreciate that on iTunes. Go on Facebook, come and find me, come and add me. I'm human. You can talk to me. You might like me, you might not. I like to be a little bit controversial sometimes. Like I like a good argument. A nice little rant sets me up for the day. But please come and... not really sold that for you to come and join me on Facebook, have I? But anyway, come and join me and we'll catch up there. All right, my name's Dan Latter and we'll speak to you soon. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.